Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, you are the greatest gift, the greatest gift of all. Sing it with me.
The greatest, the greatest.
Even though I don't desire this, even though I may not get my favorite gift, even though I may not get what's on my list, and there's no other love that's better than this. You are the greatest, Jesus, you are the greatest, you are the greatest.
Came,
what you see,
and the
far.
All they had was a star.
The compass was their soul.
Love was in their heart.
And there was no room, but that was okay. Jesus was born,
and history was made.
Well, good evening, family. Welcome to Let's Talk Jesus here live on the Now Network. Yes, this is Pastor Eli. Yes, family, our forum is to discuss, discover, and find Jesus as the source of our entire lives. Tonight, you may hear a panel of discussions, but tonight we will talk about Jesus. Family, no matter how sinful, how broken you are, Jesus loves you. First of all, Jesus wants you, and Jesus is able to transform your life if you will give it to him to direct. Jesus can forgive your sins. He can heal your wounds. He can change the whole direction of your life by making the decision to have healthy and righteous living. I'll tell you something, when I first met Jesus, is that following him always require showing love to others who need him. When I first met him, he immediately gave me the privilege to do the most important thing to anyone, and that is to tell somebody about his love. There comes a time when we all have to go to a place where we don't think about ourselves, but we think about others. And that's where we learn to sow the seeds that will prosper. That's where we know to plant. That's where we know to water. That's why we know to cultivate, to grow others, to be not like us, but to be like Jesus. That's what it's all about tonight, talking about Jesus. Family, God bless you guys. Sinuses went left field about 2 minutes ago. We bind that in the name of Jesus, and with or without the nostrils breathing, we're going to still go forward and do what God has called us to do. So if you hear a little different sound, a little more deeper, Pastor D is not upset. It's my sinuses. But tonight is kind of is the ending of our journey. We've been on a 11-month and 23-day journey. We've been consistent. My covenant partners that have been here from the beginning of the season of 2019 know we have been consistent. We have looked at what we committed to, and we went back and reevaluated ourselves within our systems to know where we stand. I thank God that we can always hit the brakes and ask for forgiveness. I thank God that we can always see our faults. I thank God that we can always see where we didn't make the total point, the total glory that should have been achieved by our lack of following instructions. I thank God today that as the spirit of forgiveness rose, that we can now not be held accountable to our past, but make decisions when now to do something what never ever done before. Oh, the crossover, you know, guys, it's where we say we're going to finish strong that we can begin better. The crossover is not going from land to land. It's going from leap to leap. It's going from dimension to dimension. It's going from place to place. The crossover isn't me trying to renew anything. It's me emptying myself completely and becoming new, something never, ever done before. You can't tell me about me. You can't talk about me. You can't describe me, because what God is doing in me has never, ever been done before here on earth. Oh, but in heaven, when you spend time in heaven, and you get ready to separate yourself from the physical and understand that it's not by power and might. It's not by my strength. It's not by my looks. It's not by my character, but it's by the Spirit of God that I must release to. See, getting ready to go over to something never ever done before means you must close your past accounts. Whatever it was that you dealt with in 2019, you must close that account. You may be a new covenant partner that just came on board, and you're saying, I hear all this stuff about seasons. I hear all this stuff about crossing over. I hear all this stuff about new, never done before, but I'm still dealing. That's because you must close your accounts. You notice that wasn't singular, that was plural. There are many accounts that each of us have still got ourselves bound by that we can't go to somewhere God has called us to be. I wish I could have. I wanted to. I thought I could. I would have, could have, should have mentality has to die, and you must close your account, especially if you're involved in the real crossover. See, the real crossover is you saying, I'm going higher in God. Not Pastor E. Not pastor, not prophetess, not deacon, not any of the labels or the titles. But I'm going higher because I want to go higher in God. So let's take a quick moment to say, how do you close out? How do you finish strong? Well, first of all, you have to admit that you did something wrong. You have to admit that you didn't do all that you could have. You have to admit that you could have done better. All the blame has to be set aside. First, you stop blaming yourself. Then you stop blaming others. You take full responsibility for all of your shortcomings and repent. Here, let me be the poster child for repentance. Oh, Heavenly Father God, I missed my mark. I listened to the wrong information. Not the person who gave it to me, but you have to let it in before it could ever affect you. I listened to the wrong thing. I was raised in a situation where that's all they knew. I don't blame them anymore because of what they gave me, because they gave me only what they had. But now I want to make a decision to do things like I've never done them before. Please forgive me. Now, station break, God, I'll be right back. Ask for forgiveness from anyone who has ever thought they did something to me, caused me wrong, made me do wrong, or did wrong with me. I forgive you, and I ask you to forgive me of anything that I may have done. Now I want to revisit you, Lord, because you said you will forgive me when I have forgiven. So I'm coming back with a clean slate, and I'm asking you, Lord, to forgive me of my unrighteousness. I read your word, and Pastor E shared it with me, Hebrews chapter 8, the new covenant, where it says that you will remember no more my lawless deeds and my unrighteousness. Can I dwell in your house today? Oh, my God. See, you made the first decision to take full responsibility. Can't have new if old is still hanging around. Can't do new with old still dwelling. You can't even think new when the things of yesterday are still pulling you back, trying to remind you of what you did not do right, what you could not complete, what you did not give all of your all to. Those things must be put aside. And then you go and say, well, Lord, I see my faults, but show me what you had for me to do that I did not do right. Now, somebody looked at your watch and you said, well, it's almost the end of the year. It's never too late. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can think or ask. So get out of yourself, because that's where your thinking comes from. Get out of yourself, because that's what you want to ask. Take it away, Lord. Don't make me pay the cost for it. Don't make me hold myself accountable to it. Instead of saying, Lord, I was wrong and I would do right. That's the first part you need in getting ready to go to another place. Then you have to take full responsibility that I will not go back. We call that a trench. We call that a line in the sand. We call that some of us need fortresses built. Some of us need big walls and big structures that will block us. I needed a trench, something that I will never go back over. It looks dangerous, my trench. My trench looks so crucial that you know it's only one thing on the other side of that, and that's death. See, that's only for me. I'm that extreme in staying conscious with God and wanting to be with him on earth as it is in heaven. So my trench lets me know, first of all, I don't have to look back at what I used to be. I don't have to even resemble what I used to be. I bet not sound like I used to be, and that whatever it was, I do not have to revisit it again. 2 Corinthians plainly says in chapter 5, verse 17, it says, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. Old things have been passed away, but behold, my God, all things become new. See, when you become new in Christ, it means you're not, you have no distractions of yesterday. And you're not looking for tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised. And yesterday is done. But today is sufficient of his own. Read chapter 6 of Matthew, verse 34. That today is the day you need to worry about stuff. Today is the day you need to get it right. Today is the day you can make a change. Today is the day you don't have to go back. You don't have to go forward. You can stand in now and see God move in your life. Oh, station break. Move in my life, Lord. And then when you realize that, you have to now empty yourself. Oh, yes, of everything. Nope. You get no credit for anything. Nope. You didn't make that happen. Nope. You weren't the one in charge. Nope. Actually, you know, as you decrease, he increases. And then you can say, fill me. Let's take another station break. Oh, Lord, fill me with your love, with your joy, with your peace, with your understanding, and most of all, your will. See, if you do not, remove everything that is not in line with God, how could you ever expect to be lined up? How could you ever expect to be doing the right thing? How could you expect everything to work out? I mean, we want it to be fixed. We want it to be all. No. Are you really willing to do the work on you that is a productivity of the work that you're doing for God? I know that came out quick, right? You better settle down. Because when you do right, all you can do is be a productivity of right. If you stay in order, what else will you? You'll have order. Not questioning where you are. And it's important for those of us that are speaking to other people's lives that we're not just talking the talk. We actually are walking the walk because of we choose to follow Christ. Luke 9 and 23 says, if anyone desires to come after me. See, coming after Christ is not following. There are two different actions. Yes, they're actions, verbs. You must do something. You must activate. You must motion. You must move. And you must have it going down at all times. That now you know it's not the feeling of yourself. It's the feeling of the Holy Spirit that you can really speak into people's lives that they see the change. We always want to be the change agent for people. I can't change you and neither can you change me. We need more understanding that the better that we can do is help each other to change by changing ourselves. I can be more effective in your life if you see the results in my life than I can always telling you what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, mentees. That doesn't let you off. Children, my daughters, my sons, that doesn't let you off the hook. You asked for this. But for anyone who has not entered into the relationship with me as a mentor, as a coach, as a pastor, I'm just going to minister. But those of you that have asked me to be in your life, you're not off the hook. And no one should let you off the hook because you asked for it. You want better. You know you can't do it on your own. You need an extra push. And don't take it for granted and understand that God has put those particular people in your life to hold you accountable. But as I say very, very loud and clear, If I hold you accountable, you have the same ability to hold me accountable. But as a leader, not a follower, not a saboteur, but as a leader, I know how to lead by example. Sometimes we talk so much. Sometimes we run that mouth. We just go, oh my God, help us, Jesus. We need you to help us to go to the next level. How many need him today to go to the next level? I can't cross over. I cannot vertically take the position where I'm supposed to be without him. I need him every hour, No. Let's go to another. I need him every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year, consistently. 365. Come on, 52. I need you. And with God, I can do all things. But without him, I'm nothing. I'm terrible. I am terrible without him. But with him, I see God working through me. And it's a good thing. And here's the most important thing about that. He can do the same thing for you. But are you ready to work? Are you ready to go to another level of accountability? Are you ready to say, okay, Lord, I'm ready. I'm in this thing. Each and every one of us that have been taking this journey of the crossover for the last 6 years, we all see that each season that ends, there's another level that I can see I could do better. That I could see that you know what? God gave me grace, God gave me favor, but I could have just saved that grace. I could have saved that favor for when I really needed it because I could have made a better decision. I knew that was not going to turn out for my good. But I stayed. I knew that didn't fit me. Everything was out of agreement. They go left, I go right. I go right, they go left. Oh, my God. When are we going to understand how God flows so evenly and so equally? That he is the same God to you that he is to me. He wants the same for you that he wants for me. He's not holding nothing back for you that he's not released to me. I know because some of y'all think that just because people are on TV, just because people are on stage, just because this, that God loves them more. No. Some people just got the right, they were in the right place at the right time. It didn't take away from your value with God. Doesn't make him look at you any differently. You know, when we say God is no respecter of person. He's not looking to respect you or who you are as a person. He's trying to see how you respect him in the spirit. Respect has nothing to do with you. It must be us showing God that we really respect him. Most of us think he's our best friend. Most of us think he's our daddy. Most of us think he's this, he's that. Let me tell you something. Do you know how powerful God is? That there's no name that can compare who God is and who we are to him? Oh, yes, we've got comfortable. And over the years, we've heard all these cliches and all these things that make it seem so simple just to treat God that he's that low of a being to be anywhere close to me or you. God is the Almighty, my God. Oh, Jesus. I mean, look, he's dwelling in me right now. He's speaking to me, and I still don't feel worthy. That's how powerful God is. When we worship God, we stand up, clap our hands, and try that, like we high-fiving God. You need to be on your face where you really feel the anointing of God's glory when you submit. Oh, my God. When we understand that that's how great God is. That we don't even deserve to be in his presence. And without the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, we could not stand close to him. If it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, he could not dwell in us. Think about the story of, 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 uh, of Moses. I know you all seen the Ten Commandments movie, so you all resonate with this. When he went on higher ground and he stood on holy ground, what, his body deteriorated. He aged in the presence of God, not God in him, just in the presence of God. He aged. He came down. They were like, wait a minute. He went up 30. He came down 60. Because your flesh cannot compare with the Spirit of God. Oh, yeah, yeah. I got a high five in the Holy Ghost from somebody on that one. Because we must learn how to respect God. I know that's where I stand in good favor with him because I truly respect God. I don't take God for granted. I know I don't deserve it. I know the things of God are starting to manifest in my life, and a lot of people are going to see greater things happening and the visions grow and people being birthed. But guess what? That has nothing to do with me. That's still God, the Almighty God, who does not tolerate rivalry, does not tolerate rivalry. What is rivalry? Anything that may take your attention away. Ooh, thank you. Come on, open up. Somebody out there praying for me. Come on, clear up. Open up for me this evening. But God wants your best. Somebody said in the spirit, what do you want? What best? He wants your best respect. And stop thinking you all that because you're not. Stop thinking you're doing it because you didn't. Stop thinking you got it all. No, you don't. No. You're not in control. God gave you a position. He gave you an anointing to do the work of Jesus Christ. What's that? To heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cast out demons, to walk on water, to do anything, but most of all, to pray. God, through Jesus Christ, knew that their union on earth could stay together because they prayed. My God, communication is everything. But they prayed. They communicated. Nothing was done without him. And everything was done with him. Somebody ought to lift your hands and say glory. That's where your breakthrough came through, when the glory hit. That's when your revelation hit, when the glory hit. That's when you saw the transformation of you, not as you used to be, but who God had already called you to be. Don't you know you're not trying to make up who God wants you to be? God has already predestined you. God has already called you. God has already knew your name. God already knows who you're supposed to be in the spirit. But we get so caught up in the horizontal life, left to right, doing what others do, seeing what we've seen done, going through culture and authority, going by our senses, going by reasoning, going by past failures. It didn't go right then, it'll go right now. No, it will not. Stop. If it didn't work then, you need something new. My God, hey, you need something completely new. If it didn't go right back in 1999, it's not going to go right in 2020. Oh, I just busted about five people's dreams because you thought you was going to renew that shop. No, you need a new shop with a new name, a new product. Oh, yeah, you are an entrepreneur. You are called a business person. You have all the savvy, all the need, but you've been messing with the wrong product. Woo, you need a product shift. You've been selling what somebody told you to sell instead of what God told you, what you feel the passion to do, what you really get excited to do. Uh-huh. Don't quit your job tomorrow. No, don't do that, because you'll be like, Pastor, he told me to do what I love to do. You better understand that job is a contract. a contract that you contracted yourself there to go to work on time, to be the best person you can, to stay, be there before and after, and do everything you can so you can become your own business owner. But you're going to still mind somebody. Somebody's loaning you money. Somebody's selling you product. Somebody's giving you credit. But now you can do it on your own, that you can now manage yourself in such a way that you can help others. When? Now. I went there tonight because we really have to be right before we go there. We're taking names. We're filling slots. Last week we had 3. Tonight we almost full. But are the ones that are on here ready to go forward in the next light but just not fill a spot? Spot or slot, excuse me. But to really be effective in what is God doing for you to cross over? I'm not preaching to y'all. I never do, but I'm going to be preaching what God has shown me to go to the next level. And I'm going to the next level in excellence. I'm in preparation time to get everything. See, I've already prepared. My vessel's ready to go to the next level. But I'm now in get it all mode. Everything God has for me, miracles, signs, and wonders, I am out for it right now. I am a sponge. Ready to suck it all up and to take it all in and to be ready like never before to do that new thing, to manage me better, to commit to me better, to follow me better, and to guide me better. Yes, you need it too. Got to have a plan. It's just not a day by night, overnight sensation. You need a plan. And yes, let me just for the sake of those that say, well, you said God is all that. God is all that. At any time, God could snap his fingers, everything could change. But how would you respect that? How would you really, really honor that? How would you work harder to get more if you thought it came so easily? Well, he got it like he was in the right place at the right time. His parents went to the right schools. He did that. Don't blame them for where they are. You don't know the misery people go that got money. You don't know the hell that enters their household every day because of money or too much money. And eventually it all comes down. Let's talk about this spiritual thing that we must be on point for, because, as I said, we're shutting down the network a week. But we're going to continue with Wake Up, Get Up, Move in Your Purpose. Monday, Wednesday, Friday a.m., 9 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Mountain, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon on the East Coast, every Monday, every Wednesday, every Friday. But for the rest, all of our covenant partners, we're on consecration. But how can you be consecrated when you still feel of the old stuff, the past, mess, contamination? Want to do the will of God, but I'm contaminated. It's time to get uncontaminated. Consecration. That is the action. What is the action? Action, action. I mean, you must do something. I love to point these things out because nothing I'll ever tell you to do is don't do what I do. Because what I do works for me. You can see how the word of God is being worked in my life and now find your own system. And there are many covenant partners that have seen the systems of Wake Up, Get Up, Move in Your Purpose work for them too. But I guarantee you, Minister Terry can get on here right now. No, I had to tweak this part because I'm an early morning person. I'm waking up at 3 a.m. Y'all still asleep. We can't have the same tweaks. Because what God has for you is only for you. But you must activate these things in your life so you see the results in your life so you can now speak into other people's life. See, I'm not looking for nobody to speak nothing negative in my life because guess what? Everything around me is negative. I don't need people connected to me that all they got to do is say, no, we can't. Maybe we could. I seen miracles today just by the word of agreement. Things manifested itself when there was nothing. It was something. Oh, my God. Hey, Shanda. I thank you, Jesus, for the power of agreement. It is something that's so dynamic that you guys are going to see a revelation in 2020 of the power of working together be manifested, not next year, but right now. Don't you know you can speak existence right now when you believe? I believe you're healed. Well, Pastor, I'm not. That's because your faith is weaker. I'm shaking you. I'm saying, no, get your faith up with me so we can believe together. Because I know you're healed, but I'm still in chemo. My God. Oh, my God. We got to talk about that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He told me don't be nice tonight. Don't blame the prophet, the preacher, the evangelist, the teacher, or the bishop because you don't see the results of their prayers. Because first of all, if they're true fivefold, they know we can't pray for you. We can only pray with you. I'm just like you. Your faith needs to be linked up with my faith. I'm not no supernatural Jesus in the flesh. No, I'm not. I'm a son of God. Jesus lives in me. And yes, it can manifest. But the way it works for us that are believers is we must agree. She laid her hands on me, said I was healed and I'm still sick. Because that's because you didn't agree. We've been blaming the preachers and all the ministers and things that they pray, they ain't real. They don't. No, it's your faith. It's your unbelief that is blocking you from going to the next level. It's not the anointed one. It's you not willing to believe with the anointed one. And I'm not throwing rocks, but if the shoe fits, wear it. Oh no, take a station break right there. Let me slow down a little bit because everything I'm saying to you, if it fits you, you could change it right now. Right now, 0 to 5 seconds, you could change it right now by making up your mind to confess your sins. Lord, I've been playing church for 30 years, but I'm ready to go to church. I'm ready to be the church. Watch they change your life. Somebody, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. There's a person out there under the sound of my voice right now that's still stuck in hell only because of your faith and the lack of it. Tonight is your night to get up. Tonight is your night to run. No. Tonight is your night to get out of your situation and to see the glory of God by your decision to have faith in God. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. And if you don't have faith, you will not have a relationship because you first got to believe. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that whosoever, well, come on somebody, come on my preachers, what he said? Teach, faith, agree. No, he says, whosoever believes will not perish, but have everlasting life. Because now you know faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And you know that if you don't have faith, you're not pleasing God. That's why you don't have results. I've been charged to give this message tonight because I'm not leaving you behind. No, I'm not giving up on you. And I'm going to go harder. I'm not going to let you give up on yourself. Go ahead and hang up now. I'm still praying in the spirit that you will not be left behind. This is a season of 2019, and I'm calling out my covenant partners, all my ministers, everybody that's connected to me, to not leave them behind. Oh, they'll be all right. They're going to catch up one day. No. Let's stop that. Let's go to work. Let's pull people in. Let's not give up on no one. Wait. You thought God gave up on you? No. The Bible said that God has not slacked his promises. His ultimate desire is that we all find repentance. Almost through the keyboard, but I need it. He wants you to be saved. Don't think that this is a time clock for Jesus. Jesus could have been came back. But his ultimate goal is to come back for one church. Without what? spot or blemish. That's why he ain't came back, family, because we got too much spots and too many blemishes. We must fix this thing. Now watch this. This is where we come in to be in agreement that we will not contaminate the Spirit of God ever again. Not by my actions, not by my wants, my needs, my desires. They must die. Oh, yeah, it's a great aside because God has a plan for you. Oh, it's a great aside because God already predestined you. God knew you. He already predestined you. Do you know what predestination is? Is that everything from start to finish has already been planned? Oh, my God. Thank you tonight that we can serve you and talk about you. But let's hold each other accountable. Sometimes it takes that little extra power to let somebody know, you know what? I'm sick and tired of playing. Y'all want to play by yourself. I love you. Oh, no, I still love you. Oh, no, I ain't cut you off. Now, am I going to be listening to all that drama? Nope. Am I going to be entertaining all that mess? Nope. But I still love you. I still pray for you. And I know you're going to make it. But until then, click. Block. Refuse. Because if you keep continuing to allow the things of the past to infiltrate, you'll be no better than the past. That's where we have to have a renewed mind. Consecration is knowing how, first of all, to present yourself as what? A living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. But then verse 2 of chapter 12 of Romans says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, that's how you learn to be holy, when you change your mind. That's how you become dedicated, when you change your mind. That's when you get in purpose, when you change your mind. You change your mind, you'll change everything. Everything will change. Everything will go different. Everything will, it will not even resemble the same anymore. It will go to such a level that you can see the difference. You'll see the manifestation, and you'll see God moving. I'm talking about moving on your behalf. And moving on your behalf right now. Yes, you need him. I need him. We need him. And we need him more. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know, renewing is something that is a constant process in our lives. Repetition over and over again. It gets easier. Then it's a pleasure. Then it's often. Then you have a habit. See, you don't remove habits. You change habits by replacing them with a good habit. I don't read enough. Then read. I don't pray enough. Pray. I don't worship enough. Worship. Every time I start worshiping, I go to sleep. Then get on your feet and stand up. Put some cold water on your face and say, you know what? I'm not going to let my flesh take away from my God who wants my attention. He's a jealous God. That's all about consecration, knowing who you serve and who you serve this day. Romans 6 and 16, watch this. It says, do you not know that when you represent yourselves to someone as slaves for obedience, you are slaves of the one who you obey, either of sin resulting in death or of obedience resulting in righteousness? You're going to mind somebody. But the result of who you mind, the result of who you follow, the result of who you're consecrated to will result into the outcome that comes. The result. Death, sickness, disease, or life, and life more abundantly. Who do you serve? God is looking for sacrifices from us. Yep. You got to stay up a little longer. I know your bedtime 9, but God wants 9 to 9:30. And you have to spend time with him to know where he's at. Watch this, Matthew 13, 44 and 46. It says, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field. When a man found and hid again, and from joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking fine pearls. And upon finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. See, don't you know you need some value in your life and it's going to cost you giving up some stuff? He sold it all when he found value. He gave it all when he found value. Now, station break, hit the pause button. I didn't tell you don't pay your bills tomorrow. I didn't tell you not to pay your mortgage. I didn't tell you not to put your money in the bank account. What I told you is when you find value in God, you have to give it all up. How do you say giving it all up and I'm not paying my bills? You still pay your bills, but you make sure that God is the source of everything. He must be first fruit. I don't care what the paycheck look like. It must be first fruit. Your finances, I was just telling one of my mentees this morning. I said, your finances is standstill. Y'all doing all right because you give all right. But when you become a giver, we ain't talking about sowing and we're talking about tithing. When you tithe your first fruit to God, I'm telling you, things get better. I didn't tell you don't pay your bills. I said pay God first. You take care of God. Thank you. You take care of God first, everything else is taken care of. You have to know that when you consecrate yourself, nothing belongs to you. You made a declaration that it all belongs to what? Him. Paul gives us great examples. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23, it says, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved completely without blame at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, for someone else to pray for me instead of themselves, look, they didn't say nothing about him. Even when he wrote 1 Thessalonians, you know, he was imprisoned. He had his own free realm, but he couldn't leave his house. He couldn't leave. He was on house arrest. But he still had the ability to, in his consecration, to consecrate you. Philippians 3 and 7, 8, it says, but whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish so that I may gain Christ. What are you really after? Pastor, you need a new car. Fine, this will get me where I'm going. But if the anointed said buy me one, I'm not going to turn it away. But if I need a new car so bad, buy it. Oh, my God, thank you. That I know where the value is. And the value is in God. Now, speaking this to you guys, because really and truly, I need for these next 7 days to be totally consecrated to God. We're not mandating a fast, but you need to fast. Now, when I say mandating means tell you don't eat food, don't do this, don't do that. I'm telling you, you know what you need to be fasting on. But you must fast. We're going to make it easy. From 12 a.m. to 12 p.m. daily. Well, I'm asleep that time. That gives you a couple of hours off that you can just do it because you're sleeping. But from 12 midnight to 12 p.m., you must fast on something. And you know what it is. Stuff that you be twisting and turning in your dreams about. You need to fast. Stuff you can't wait to get up in the morning to get that cup of coffee. You might want to fast. Whatever it is that you find of high regard that will stop you from stopping to pray, that will stop you from, it may be using the bathroom. Some people need to fast from using the bathroom first and go to God first and then say, well, I got to hold it, but I'll go to the bathroom afterwards. Letting God know how serious we are about the next level. Now, those are some things that I present, But let God speak to you tonight. This is your night of prayer and consecration as you go forward to be consecrated. You must be ready for this assignment. This crossover is like none ever before. I know that I say that every crossover because it's true. What God is going to do right now has already been done. But we are becoming so conscious that we can recognize the Spirit of God. Oh, and know how much we love him, but know how much we respect him, and know how much we're going to stay out of his way. Pastor, your heart stay out of his way by letting God be God. No questions, no doubt, no worry, but letting God be God. Now, in closing tonight, I want you to know something. God desires the best for you. And they sing that song by Tasha Cobb. He knows my name. Don't you know why he knows your name? Because he loves you. That's why he knows your name. Why does he know my name? Because he cares for me. Why does he know my name? He wants the best for me. Not just the simple stuff. He wants the best for me. But do I want the best for him? That's where we're at. This is what this is all about. Are we willing to give our best so we can receive the best and we can live in the best and we can do the best and share this with somebody else? Let's talk Jesus. We got about 20 minutes left. I'm going to open up the lines, give you an opportunity to come on and chime in with me tonight. Any questions about the consecrations, any suggestions, anything that you would like to put on the board right now, we want to bring you in and let you comment on that. Come on, let's talk Jesus. Minister Terry, welcome.
Good evening, family, mighty man of God, Pastor E, and all the listeners. You know what? I was over here when you said our schedule. The reason I get up at 3 a.m. every morning is so I can have time alone with him. Because what I have to do with myself, I had to prepare. I had to prepare and I had to feed my spirit to put my flesh to sleep. And I have to do this. I have to do this constantly. That's why early in the morning is prayer, meditation, devotion, and worship. And I spend those first, that from 3 to 4:30, 5 o'clock, that's my time with him. But you know what, Pastor, I was just saying, as we cross over, you know, years back, I had his word on the side of my bed, and I keep it there. But I said, I can't get his word. I can't get him in me if I just leave his word, leave my Bible sitting over there. And I look back years ago with the Now Network when everybody was ministering, preaching on certain things. I didn't know. But I thank God. I thank him for his word because I can share him what I know. That's why I Jesus. Get on here each and every night so I can learn more and get more of him into me and share him with others. Because this thing, Pastor, this thing, his word, I didn't know. And I feel so good every time I read it. So glory be to God. God bless you guys and you keep teaching this. Like you said, cross over, draw the trench. And I like that fasting from 12 midnight to 12 noon. And I know that cup of Java is going to go. My grandnephew just came in the room and he asked me, he's leaving. I love you. He asked me, what was I getting for Christmas? I told him, I pray to the Lord to give me more love, more peace, and more joy. Glory be to God.
Amen.
I'm gonna
amen.
Get off the line because they're saying their goodbyes right now. Amen, Pastor.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Come on. You know, family's
okay.
First
I
here.
I love you too.
Love you too.
Okay.
Call me after the family leaves because I need to confirm your time. I know you told me, but
okay,
I need to talk to you, so call me.
Okay, will do.
I love you. Come on, everybody. Now, if you want to get in the conversation, go ahead and dial one. The lines are open. We'll bring you in and hear what you have to say. We're thankful that there are so many online tonight. We're really busting the seams open. I can see we're at about 38 online. We're about 50 on the calls. That's almost 100 people tonight. That's good for a Monday. We're normally at about 50, 60. The archives really blow up because we get 300 or 400 listeners there that listen later. But For those of you that are on board, thank you guys for listening tonight. I see nobody's dialing one. I'm going to bring in another one of our ride or dies, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Let's talk Jesus.
Good evening, man of God.
Good evening, woman of God. How are you?
I'm blessed. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
I know you are.
Yes, I am. I've been sitting here listening to you. You have shared and given so much. And I've been writing, but I don't like to do a lot of writing and taking notes. I like to really hear. I want to listen. I want to hear, because the Bible says faith come by hearing.
And hearing
by
the word
of God.
Yes.
And when I open up my spiritual ears to hear, I don't want nothing to block me or stop me. I want to hear what the man or woman is saying about the word of God. And I stopped writing because I wanted to hear. And that's how faith comes, by hearing and hearing by the word of God. When you listen, you can hear yourself. That's how faith comes. Because you said without faith it's impossible to please God. And it is impossible to please him. Amen?
Amen.
And you said about the sponge. You talked about the sponge. And I've written that down. I'm like a sponge, man of God. I am just like a sponge. I soak up anything and everything that get in my way. I will soak it up. Regardless of what it is.
Amen.
The situation, circumstances, pass for anything that try to get in Virginia's way, I will soak it up like a sponge. That's my faith. I know I have the faith of God. With it, without faith, I cannot please God. So I have faith, strong faith. Well, what is faith? Faith is a persuasion of what you believe. Faith is a strong persuasion in what you believe. He say, faith, without faith, it is impossible to please him. And man of God, we need faith. We got to have faith. We got to have faith, the grain of a mustard seed. And a mustard seed is a very small little seed. You can't hardly see it. That's all the faith you need. It's a now faith. Now, right now, now faith. It's the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Now faith.
Yes.
Now faith.
Now faith.
Yes. Now faith. Hallelujah to you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Now faith. Oh, hallelujah to you, Jesus. Faith. Anybody out there hear me tonight? If you don't have faith, you need faith tonight to be like a sponge and soak up any demon, devil that get in your way. Any kind of sickness, whatever comes your way, soak it up.
Right now.
Soak it up. Oh, glory to God.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, help me, Jesus. Help me tonight, Holy Ghost. Help me tonight, Holy Ghost.
Help us.
Oh, help us tonight.
Man, you bless me. You bless me every time, Evangelist. That's why we always are willing to receive from you, because you bless us every time. We know the fire that God is moving in your life, and we know the ministry. We know the testimony. We know the way you walk, and we're covenant. We thank God for you in Baton Rouge. We thank God for you as you continue to grow and continue to prosper and continue to bless others. I'm proud to know you as a friend, as a covenant partner, and as a woman of God. So I thank God for you.
And I thank him for you. And there's something else you said. Let me see you say, don't give up on yourself. And I'm not going to give up on myself. You say you're not going to give up. And let me tell you this, man of God. I'm God not going to give up on me. And I'm sure not going to give up on myself. And I'd be like Crazy Larry if I let you give up on me.
Oh, you remember Crazy Larry?
Oh, I remember Crazy Larry because we got them here too.
They everywhere. They everywhere.
Hey, Jesus. Yes.
But, you know, you just reminded me. I preach that sermon at least 3 times a year to different people. It comes out different, but Crazy Larry is somebody everybody need to hear about.
Yes.
You say they're everywhere. Amen.
They're everywhere. Yes.
Well, God bless you, woman of God. How's everything going for the holidays down there?
What are we doing?
Yes.
Oh, we got so much to eat. We got so much of this and so much of that. But I'm going on my fast. I got some things I need to fast from. And I'm thanking God for it. And I thank God for you coming on tonight talking about the consecration.
Yes.
And about fast. And we know what we need to fast from. If it's cold drink, if it's alcohol, if it's too much pork or too much meat or too much of this, we know what to give up. We know what to fast on. You talked about it, but you didn't tell
yes.
us what. We can decide what we need to fast on, what we need
That's
to
right.
give up.
That's right.
And don't just fast now. We need to pick a time to fast, because fast is a spiritual thing for us. Whatever we're going through, we can go on a fast.
Amen. Amen. We need that. We need that fast. Yes, we do.
Yes.
Well, bless you, woman of God. God bless you as
bless
always.
You.
Now, are you going to minister on the crossover?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay. How about 4 p.m. your time on the first?
That's fine.
Okay, I got you. I'll send you the flyer with your picture and all that stuff on there.
4 p.m.
4 p.m. your time on the first.
Okay, I got
bless
it.
Bless you, woman of God. Bless
you.
You. Bless you.
Thank
no, thank you. Anybody else there? Dial 1. Come on, get in the conversation. Code 626, last 4-2-9-2-6. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus.
John C., what's up, brother?
What's up?
Man, we being blessed. We are blessed, man. I mean, a guy like you preach 3 times a week on Facebook. Man, that's a blessing, man. You touched my heart. You touched my wife's heart and my kid's life. So, you know, we appreciate that because, you know, I was ready to give up on church and stop dealing with church. But you stay strong with me and you got me through. So, you know, everybody out there, you need an accountability partner. You need somebody to keep you accountable for the things that you go through. So, man, it's a blessing. I appreciate you.
Oh, man, I appreciate you too, Curtis. You and your wife and your family, everybody, all of them. Where little Curtis at? What it do?
He on the couch watching TV.
Well, man, thank you so much, man, for being here tonight.
Talk about you all the time.
So. That's a good thing. If the kids talking good, I must be all right.
That's right.
All right, man. Bless you guys, man.
All right, blessings.
Error code 562, last 4-4-4-4-8. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus. Okay, I don't know. All right. Anyway, got a couple more minutes. 3 minutes, as a matter of fact. Anybody like to chime in, need prayer? Now, for that one person out there that didn't, you got on this broadcast, you don't even know how you got here. But you now have gotten an interest to know who Jesus is. We want to dial 1 right now. We got a green room. We'd rather talk to you privately. We can get you connected to a church in your own region. If you're close by us, you can get connected with us, grow with us, and let's really go to the next level. But we want to let you know that God has not given up on you. He did not throw you away. You are God's greatest miracle. You just got to start acting like it. Amen? Well, family, God bless you guys. That's our last caller. This has been great. Want you guys to be ready. This is Consecration Week 2019. You can do it. Pick something. Families, marriages, pick something together. Individuals, pick something. But get an accountability partner. Call me. Call one of our partners. I got females, males, everybody with our ministry that will connect with you all across this country. We are believing. In every state, we have a covenant partner that can move, that can make something happen, that can come to you, that can rescue you, that can help you. In every state, we are claiming that now, that when we go into 2020, we're going to already have that set up. Get ready. There's something else you need to get ready for in the season of 2020, and that is Fresh Fire Revival 2020. The Encounter is going down. We'll come to you. If you get 10 people in your house, we'll come to your house. I don't care where you are. Get people, 10 people at the library. We'll come to you. We'll make it happen. We want to see this thing grow in you. Sometimes it's more than an online visit. Sometimes it's more than a classroom on social media. It must be sometimes tangible visits. If you want to experience Fresh Fire Revival 2020, the encounter, that is not just the encounter in December. That's every month, every week, every day. We can do it every 365 days. You get 10 people, we coming. Make it happen. Let's do this thing in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father God, we thank you today. We thank you for your word not returning to you void, but we also claim, decree, and declare it will not return to us void. We will see what it was intended to do. We thank you today, Lord, and everything that you touch, it is already finished. But we now thank you that as we resolve our own issues and we grow in you, that everything we touch is blessed. We thank you that it's not by power. We thank you that it's not by might. We thank you that it's not by agenda. We thank you that it's not by popularity, but we thank you it's by your spirit. That we all can be free and free indeed. We worship you. We honor you. We glorify you. We magnify you. And in Jesus' name we pray. And all in agreement said, amen. Family, I love you guys. I really do. There's nothing you can do about it. Don't try to put me down. Don't try to say this. I love you and there's nothing you can do about it. But do you love yourself? I'm going to play this song again by Dedrick Hatton. It's called The Greatest Gift. Listen to the lyrics. It is off the chain. This is off of his Greatest Gift Christmas album that was produced last year. Well, this year, 2018, but it is still a awesome album. Go ahead and support the young man. Get that.
Jesus, you are the greatest gift, the greatest gift of all. Sing it with me.
The greatest, Jesus is the greatest, the greatest.
Counted as one. I never been perfect. I've done my wrong. And I thank you for your mercy. Even though I don't deserve it. Even though I may not get my favorite gift. Even though I may not get what's on my list. And there's no other love that's better than this. You are the greatest. Jesus, you are the greatest. You are the greatest. For the season, it's because of him you are living and I'm breathing.